Chapter 9. St. George's Day and St. Andrew's Day. St. George. St. George is the English patron saint, but surprisingly, he wasn't English. Legend says he was a Roman soldier and a Christian. The Roman emperor, Diocletian, hated Christians at that time, but George didn't renounce his religion. The emperor was furious and ordered George's execution on the 23rd of April 303 AD. That became St. George's Day, and it was a very important festival. Today, it isn't a national holiday, but there are still fun events, like Morris dancing and Punch and Judy puppet shows. Morris dancing is a traditional English folk dance from the 15th century. Punch and Judy shows are entertainment for children. They started in 1662. The most common symbol of St. George's Day is the red and white flag of England, the St. George's Cross, and it flies above many houses on the 23rd of April. St. Andrew. St. Andrew's Day in Scotland is on the 30th of November. St. Andrew was a disciple of Jesus, and he never went to Scotland. So why is he their patron saint? One explanation is that in the 9th century, King Angus of Scotland was at war with the English. St. Andrew appeared to him in a dream and promised him victory. At the battle, an X, the symbol of St. Andrew, appeared in the sky, and the Scots won. King Angus immediately declared St. Andrew the patron saint of Scotland. Today, the Scottish flag has got a white X on a blue background for St. Andrew. Scottish people celebrate St. Andrew's Day with whisky. They dress in kilts and listen to bagpipes. They also eat haggis, a Scottish dish of meat inside a sheep's stomach.